everybody. Wonderful to have you guys with us. This is Iram Saeed, your host, with the Global Tell Summit series from Heartache to Joy and Bliss Up Now. Our special guest speaker today is someone we all know and love really well, Virginia Rounds Griffith. She's also one of our featured master healers in the groundbreaking docuseries called Energy, the Ultimate Healer, where you can actually see Virginia working with the client and how effective she is. But if you've already been a listener of this summit, then you already know that she's very, very effective in her work. One of my favorite healers, one of my go-to people when I need energy healing done, and has now become a great friend also over the years that she has been a speaker, a guest speaker on our summit. Today, I'm really excited because the topic that Virginia is going to be talking about today is not a topic that everybody can tackle, and that is about entities. So our topic today is fast and effective entity be gone solution. Clear and protect yourself from entities in this time of negativity. Yes, right now, I think pretty much all of us are affected by this because we are taking on not just negativity in our personal lives. A lot of stuff is happening. A lot of upheaval is going on. Energies are shifting, but we're also exchanging entities at a global level with each other as well. So a very important topic to discuss now at this time today. We're also going to talk about entity cleansing for our beloved pets. And then how do these negative energies disturb our sleep that come from the astral field? That's pretty interesting. And then past life and ancestral entities, what are those? Negative vortices and their impact on our lives, geopathic stress and its devastating energies. And then using MP3s for travel to historic sites, what's that all about? Pretty excited that we are going to be talking about all this stuff today with Virginia. If you haven't heard her before, she works globally with thousands of clients as a medical intuitive and an energy alchemist. She's based in the UK in conjunction with her spiritual heart team of various ascended masters and archangels, and of course through God, Source, Holy Spirit, and Mother Earth. As a medical intuitive, she can scan your body, tell you what she finds, and clears any negative imbalances that are detected to bring harmony, balance, and well-being back to your life. As an energy alchemist, she clears and removes negative energies from your body and also clears houses, land, hospitals, schools, purifying water, and lots of negative energy, including geopathic and technopathic stress, negative vortices, portals, parallel lives, and other entities and other entries to the thin veils between dimensions. Welcome, my dear. It's wonderful to have you with us.
Thank you so very much, Iram. It's always a pleasure, as you know, to be here with this family, which is, I've grown with you so much over the years, and it's a real blessing for me to be able to...
We've grown together. Yeah,
it's fascinating. Yeah, and I just love the your family. Yeah, love your family.
Thank you.
It's been an honor. The family. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And we also have Gretchen joining us today. She's also going to be a co-host. Say hi, Gretchen.
Hi, Gretchen.
Hello, everyone. Hi, Virginia.
Oh, lovely. Always such a pleasure. Thank you. As well for your energy.
Yeah. So we're going to jump in because it is an important topic. And I want to first talk about, when we were talking before the call and I said, I want to announce this, that Virginia will be doing a group process, very important group process. And it is clearing the secret unseen energies that are causing physical and energy matrix devastation for everyone at this time. And then she's also going to be taking callers where she can scan you and see if you have any of these entity influences. Now, Virginia, before the call, when I mentioned that we'll be doing these one-on-one scans and will you be reading if people have entities, and you said, yes, they will. So tell me why you said that. Why do you think pretty much everybody is going to have some kind of entity interference right now?
Because we are... Just look at the the geopathic entities that we are living through right now. Everything that's going on in the world is impacting our energy field. Now, I'm not aware about you, but from my perspective, there's an awful lot of negativity that we're swimming in right now. And there's a lot of chaos. There's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of fear. One of the biggest things is fear. And so with all that that's going on, and taking into consideration as well, that it's in the collective, the collective consciousness, which is where our thought forms go to. Now, if you're thinking negative, that's where the thought forms will be. That's impacting each and every one of us. And the majority of people are not grounded. And if they're not grounded, they are being impacted by those energies. Just simple as that. They're nothing less than what I just spoke about. So if you're not grounded, you're either halfway out of your body or fully out of your body, which means you are being tossed around like flotsam and jetsam by these negative energies. And this is how they infiltrate into your energy matrix. Simple as that.
Wow. And you also talk about the negative energies from astral field and the connection with disturbed sleep. Can you talk a little bit more about that, please?
Absolutely. So we have all these different dimensions, right? First, second, third, fourth, and on we go up until 300 odd dimensions. Now, you consider if there's 300 odd dimensions and we're down on the bottom end with that third dimension, right? And we're all aspiring to get things are happening in the moment that we're going to the fifth and beyond. But take into consideration that the fourth dimension is where the astral field is. Now, that fourth dimension has many levels again within it. So when we pass over, we go into the astral field and into the different dimensions within there. Now, take into consideration when we go to sleep at night, if we don't protect ourselves, we can go into that fourth dimensional area, and there will be entities. It was really, really interesting because there was a surgeon who talked about going into that place. He nearly died, and he went into that place of the astral field, and he was confronted by a very wonderful energy that, you know, was smiling, and it felt good to him when he went in there. And then he said, as time passed, he said he could feel himself spiraling downwards. And he said, as he was going down, everything was getting darker and deeper and was very, very negative. And then he realized that it wasn't the place, and the entity that greeted him wasn't the one that he wanted to, you know, encounter. So he just asked, all he said was, Jesus, help me. Bingo, up he went. He was released from that energy and he went back up in that fourth dimension, back up to the higher planes. So this is what happens when we go to sleep at night. We travel. That's a given. And a lot of people talk about traveling into the astral plane, which, you know, can be a good or otherwise place to go to. So when you go to sleep at night and you're taken into that astral plane, you've got to be very, very careful about what you bring back, because you can encounter negative energies and entities big time. This is where you have nightmares in that place. When you come back, you know that you've not had a good night's sleep and your nightmare has woken you up, and it's very frightening and scary. That's what the astral plane will do. So that's how that explains that. But there are ways of being able to bypass that, Iram. So what you do, and this is for everybody to use this tool, those people that find themselves, you know, waking up with nightmares or waking up in that place of fear. So what you can do is just call on Archangel Michael every night before you go to sleep. And you just ask him, Archangel Michael, can you take me to the fifth dimension and beyond? And that means that you bypass that in your traveling at nighttime. You bypass the astral field. I hope that makes some sense.
Wow, that is really interesting. And so I have also a lot of experience and understanding about entities being deceptive and that kind of stuff, which kind of what you were talking about with that person's experience, which is really interesting. So let's now talk about...
I have a question.
Yeah, Gretchen, go ahead. So, Virginia, when we're, you know, when obviously we don't know when we have a negative energy attached to us, right? Like, how can it show up, like, in our life? Like, how are we experiencing, like, what will we be experiencing?
Sure. So you can, maybe you have addictions that you can't stop. You can't, and you know you're conscious of those addictions, but you can't help yourself. So that's one of the biggest ones. Maybe you do the wrong thing and you know better that you should have done something else. You should have done a better thing, but you do something wrong. No matter what you can't seem to get ahead, that's another thing. You can't go forward. Frustration, upsetting events often come up. Relationships crumble. And also, one of the biggest ones too is headaches. Right? A lot of people get migraines or headaches, and that's because these entities, they like to take up position in your brain so that they can control you, because it's all about control. They're there just to control you to do what they want you to do. And also when you're feeling angsty, you know, sometimes, I mean, I've encountered this myself, you feel angsty and you're on your own and you think to yourself, now, why am I feeling angsty? Like, what's going on here? And as soon as I check in, sure enough, there it is. Right? So none of us are exempt from these things. Feeling just out of sorts, feeling foggy-brained, and then, of course, the sleep issue too. Feeling with no motivation, feeling also fear, the sense of fear that you know something is not quite right in your, you know, so a lot of times you go into a building, you can pick up the energy within the building. That's our normal sixth sense as humans. We can feel that and know it. And or if somebody's draining your energy, you can feel each, like that particular person. So that's also another part of it, because if they've got entities, they're pulling your energy. So this is how the interaction can happen. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does make sense. And it's interesting because you said, you know, like if you're feeling out of sorts, you'll check in. So it's not like once you clear them, like you're good to go. It's really beneficial us to have something in our pocket that we can pull out when we're feeling out of sorts, I'm assuming.
It goes without saying that if anyone says that they can get rid of your entities forever, don't believe them. Do not believe them, because that is not true. As we go through life, we are encountering negative energies in all kinds of forms. And so we will be picking those up if you're not guarded and if your vibration is not high enough. If you manage to hold your vibration at a higher a place, then you won't be infiltrated as much. But at the same time, even, you know, like I connect in all the time to make sure that I'm a clear vessel. Always, during the day, 2 or 3 times a day, I will collect.
Yeah.
Because I know how quick and easy it is for them to jump in. But then I try.
Yeah,
because
something could.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that you could be in a high vibration and then something happens, and you know a life event happens. You get thrown into grief or trauma or anxiety, and boom, your vibration has dropped.
Yes, absolutely true, and or you know you can. It was really interesting the other day. I had a lady contact me, and she said that she was walking into this place, she was jumped out of a car to go shopping, and she could feel this energy come at her, right? Just come at her out of nowhere. And she's had some horrific results of that energy that infiltrated her matrix, her energy matrix. And so we did the best that we could to try and get this out, but then there was also another lady. This is all. It can also be karmic. Remember, we're talking about past lives as well in this scenario. So people can bring in entities from past lives as well, and they have to find some way of releasing that entity from that past life. So, these things come at us from every which way. You know, here we are. We're living our lives, thinking that we're doing the best we can. And yet we get hit, boom, sidelined by things that we don't even know. And we can't see. That's the worst thing as well. Mind you, a lot of people do feel them. And, you know, that they always know, yes, I can feel it, but I didn't know how to get rid of it. Yeah?
Interesting.
Wow.
You know,
so
just real quick.
go ahead, Gretchen.
My mom and dad were in Florida. This was a couple years ago. They were in Florida for the winter and came home. And when they came home, she was like, the house just felt, it felt strange. Like, strange things were happening. Things were turning on. Like, just strange, like, electronic things. She was extremely cranky. And so they, you know, fighting with my dad, just bad things were happening. And I'm like, hey, listen to this. I have Virginia's, you know, like, plate, like, environment, you know, entity removal audio. And sure enough, like, the next day, like, everything was feeling so much better. And no more electronic stuff was happening. Like, it was just, and my mom's kind of she kind of believes in this stuff, but doesn't really want to admit it. But she was so desperate. She was like, give it to me, whatever it takes. And she did.
It was really, really interesting. Now, this is another story. I had an email back from someone, and unless they can tell you what's going on, you don't know how this is impacting their lives. Yes. So she says here, intention is to, when I got your MP3 package, she said, my intention is for the clearing to clear my property and to go into the neighbor's properties. And she said, I have an incredible testimony for you. She said, we have neighbors that aren't very nice to anyone in the neighborhood, but they have been very nice lately since I have been playing the hearings, the MP3. She said, they gave us expensive fans that they didn't use. They also gave my husband expensive long-form cream for his hands, as he has problems with sores, you know, from a medication. And she says, these are the same neighbors would quickly call the cops if anyone is making too much noise in the afternoon. Seven years. They're suddenly very calm.
Wow.
That's
right. Wow.
You just don't know how these are impacting people's lives.
Well, I'm reading questions on the webcast, and there are a lot of comments and questions. It seems people are connecting with this topic. They understand that entities can have all kinds of impact. And one of the things I'm seeing here is people are talking about, one person is talking about, she feels that she has taken on an entity from her mom, and she just can't seem to get rid of it. Another person is talking about her daughter who might have taken on an entity from her dad, and the daughter is only 13. She experiences negative nightmares on a daily basis. So let's talk about that a little bit, the ancestral entities and the either past lives or parallel lives entities that follow us through these lives.
Absolutely. So when we've, because we, if, you know, we just about all of us understand that we've had previous lives, you know, and we come back into this lifetime, into this incarnation, to be able to clear, to address anything that has gone before, so that we grow our soul's journey to the place where we are better when we leave this earth plane, so that we can go to a higher vibration. The ultimate is to join back up with the God force. That's the ultimate for all of us, our soul's journey, because we came from God force, and therefore we go back to God force. What happens along the way, and which is why put soul retrieval into the one-on-one session, which is really important, because we have encounters through millennia as we come through life. And in those encounters, we leave our soul behind. Been a traumatic event. When we come into this incarnation, that karmic issue has to be reduced. That's what happens. We bring that. So you imagine this. We've had a traumatic event happen to us in a different lifetime, and it entails entities bring that back with us to this lifetime. Same thing with our ancestrals, especially. I've had a client who had an ancestral issue back in Kenya. They had this particular entity that was visited on his grandfather. The grandfather, everything started to go wrong. It was all to do with a an agreement that he didn't fulfill. That then came back into this lifetime, and it has visited and left like a curse in that family line. That's how we can bring that into the ancestral line, and that's how we can bring that through into the from the past lives, our past lives. Interesting.
Wow. There, it is very interesting, and there are some great comments. I want to address so many of these. This one is from Mar, M-A-R, Mar, and she's saying, Virginia, I had a lady in December attack me verbally, saying she was going to blow me up. She blamed me for her life issues. In January, my business totally disappeared. My underground well collapsed. My appliances broke. People started wanting to argue with me. Did she use dark magic, and can this kind of stuff be cleared?
Absolutely, yeah. Curses can be cleared. Any kind of, I suppose you could call it for another word, can be cleared. And I'm just going to scan her right now. And I can, yeah. She needs clearing because she's got energies in and around her that shouldn't be there. Having a look at, she's also got geopathic stress under her house. You know, that's another story about how we can, negative energies.
Yeah, I want to talk about geopathic stress, but I want to quickly ask you if you can guide her
to have a session with me.
Like
package
A or package
serious.
B, she needs to have a session. Yeah,
she needs a session, without a doubt.
So, it's Mar. If you want to go ahead and do that now, that is at orderjoy2020.com/protection. That's the link. We're going to talk about it, when we get to it. But if you want to go ahead and get that session now, because we have only 20. Virginia has opened up only 20 sessions. She's very, very busy. She gets booked up. Her calendar is usually booked up. So soul retrieval in the personal session, you've got that too. So there's 20 of those sessions. Okay. Am I right, Gretchen? You do have the 30 minutes. Yeah, 20, only 20 spots. So package B, you only have 20 of those available. So that's what you need, package B. So let's talk about geopathic stress. How is that affecting people?
Geopathic stress, like I said, geo meaning of the earth and pathic meaning sickness. So earth sickness, and that can come in different forms. It can come as ley lines that are not or in a crossing in the right formation, like in different degrees that they need to cross in. It can come in ways of, a lot of it is to do with underground streams, aren't even aware of underneath their properties. And I get a lot of this in Ireland. Ireland has a lot of geopathic stress because it's pretty waterlogged. And there's also another way where you can, so say for instance, if you're in London, you get all that negative from underneath where all of the underground system is. And the ground over the trains, underground trains. So you can get it from that as well. There's just so many different areas and issues about geopathic stress. It sets up negative energy underneath the home, in the earth, and then sends it up through the house. What can happen is, if you're sleeping in the place that the geopathic stress is prominent, then your health will suffer as a consequence. Now, I had an issue like where my daughter was having, and I was checking it for geopathic stress, was the lady next door said to me, across the road from her had died of cancer, the person behind her had died of cancer, and her own husband had died of cancer. So I thought, let me have a look at this. And so sure enough, as I went through that ley line, the whole of all those homes, there was geopathic stress there. It's no big secret to me, but to others, they do not understand there's geopathic stress under that house. And, a lot of times you can go through a home, you can go out on holiday or go and visit somebody else, and when you come back to your house, you feel that the energy there is not right. Something is wrong. It feels negative. That's because the geopathic stress is in that home. What it does is it causes some horrific about this.
Virginia, your connection is, honey, your connection is really choppy. You keep cutting out. Is it, are you wearing headphones? Maybe that's causing it?
So I'm just doing it the same as I always do. Can you hear me all right now, or is it still the same? Should I disengage and come
back?
Yeah,
we can. I think if you can maybe disconnect and come back, and in the meantime, yeah, so you can go ahead and do that, and I will let our listeners know what we're going to be doing in a few minutes. So if you can disconnect and come back, please. So what we're going to be doing, because I see that there are a lot of questions on the webcast and people want to get scans and want to find out if they have any entities or anything affecting them, that's what Virginia is going to be doing. We're going to be opening that up in a couple of minutes. So make sure you call in through the phone line and then press *2. So that you will be placed in a queue, and we're going to ask Virginia to pick numbers from the queue. So you can connect with her on the one-on-one and ask your question directly. She'll also do some mini clearings, but remember those are just mini clearings, as we can only allow, you know, a couple of minutes for each caller, and then we'll move
on.
But we will ask Virginia to rest. Oh, great. I was just saying that once we do the one-on-one, we will ask Virginia to do the package recommendation as well. So go ahead. You were talking, and before we got disconnected.
Yes, about
you had to call back again.
Yeah. About the geopathic stress. Yeah. And how devastating it can be to your health. And you think about it this way: we are eight hours sleeping in a place where the geopathic stress could be running through your home, right? And. As a consequence, it will take its toll. 8 hours in that place, that geopathic stress is definitely going to take its toll on your health, no doubt about it. There's also other places, things like accident spots. You know, some places that always has accidents, and you can almost guarantee that there's a geopathic stress issue underneath that road, where that road is, where that accidents happen.
And just so people know that if you do find that there is geopathic stress, they don't have to move. You can actually clear it, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, everybody says, oh, my gosh, do I have to move? No. The geopathic stress MP3 is in the package for everybody.
Great.
Okay. Now,
awesome.
I recommend,
okay.
And I'll say this on air, what I recommend you to do is you play it for 10 days in a stretch, like as much as you possibly can. Then you can check back with me via email, and then I'll rescan. Most times it's gone if people are pretty diligent about using that MP3 in their home.
Awesome. That is fantastic. That is fantastic. So, yeah, these mini scans are going to be very beneficial, especially if it turns out you do have this going on. And I want to point out to everyone that as we do the scans, we're going to find out. Sometimes you've got geopathic stress, so there's energies affecting the place of residence, whether that's entities or geopathic stress. And then there are times we pick up energies because of our place of work, or we, like somebody mentioned, they went to a psychic fair, came back feeling really different in their energy than when they went there. So we can pick up energies from everywhere, you know, from our place of work, from we go to events, people that we meet. It's going on all the time. We're constantly picking up stuff. So
hospitals,
okay,
schools, anything. Wherever there are people gathered.
Okay.
Malls, shopping malls.
Yeah.
Yep.
Shopping malls, yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I'll, you know, one of the things that I told my kids, although they don't listen to me, but going to horror movies, you're definitely going to pick up entities. You can bet on that. You go to a horror movie.
Can I say something here? So a friend of mine, she was in her home in another room, and she was she's very, very sensitive, and she could feel this negative energy was getting heavier and heavier, and she's wondering what the heck was going on. So she went into the main room where her husband was watching a horror movie, and she said she literally could see the energy coming out of the television into the room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See? So just, people beware. This
horror movies, violent movies.
Yep.
Thank heavens, I don't like those.
Yes, I know. You and me know. I don't like them either.
I've never liked them either.
If I ever watch them, I have to mute them because the music makes them super scary.
Well, and it's the entities feed off of that energy that we're feeling. So
absolutely.
We're inviting them, hey, come, here's a feast going on. So, of course,
absolutely.
They're going to feast, and then they're going to be, you know what, I like you a lot. You fed me really good, so I'm going to stay with you, and I'm going to keep making you afraid. I'm going to keep making you angry so that you produce more food for me. So I'm saying it lightly, of course, but it can create a lot of havoc and damage in a person's life. So you ready to take on some callers, my dear?
I am, but just give me, let me just say to you, there are three main areas that we pick up negative energies from. People, pick them up from people. We pick them up from our environment, which we were just talking about, you know, and shopping malls, etc. And then we also pick them up from self-talk, negative self-talk, what I call thought forms. And those thought forms, they don't just go up into some cloud. They actually accumulate in your auric field. Now, taking into consideration, like attracts like, law of attraction. So when your field is infiltrated with negative thought forms, it's going to pull in more negativity. So just keep that in mind, folks, because that's a very important part of this negative energy attraction as well. Something that we don't usually think
very
about.
Very good. Thank you for that feedback. Thank you for that reminder.
Worries.
It's very important to remember that. Yeah, absolutely. All right. So now can we take some callers, Virginia?
Please do.
Awesome. Can you pick a number between 1 and 20?
Let's go for number 1. They've been there longest. Oof. Yeah.
Okay. Area code 224. You are unmuted now.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hello.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And what's your name, dear?
My name is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
I'm experiencing everything you talked about, Virginia, foggy brain, nightmares, no motivation, and now I'm experiencing burning and itchy swelling in my eyes for the last month, and I do energy healing myself, and I can't seem to do anything, and it seems like when I'm trying to help my children or grandchildren with energy healing, it's not as effective lately, so I don't know what's going on.
Mary, can I just say something, Lee? And it's really good, good that you've told us what you told us, because think about it this way, lovely. If you're infiltrated by entities and you're trying to help others, what you're doing is you're passing it on. You understand?
Mm.
Okay? So just stop. Don't do it until you feel like you're a clear vessel. Okay? This is no criticism. It just is. Because the more that we know about many, many healers like yourself, energy healers, they want to be of service and to be helpful to others, but they don't realize because they're not aware of the entity factor that they're passing this on. Okay?
Wow.
So I want you, if you're an energy healer, you will feel what I'm doing right now. So I want you to just close your eyes and feel. Okay, just feel. I want you to tell me how you're feeling right now, Mary. You felt any change in your energy, anything shifting?
It's definitely shifting. I felt pains in my lower back as I was speaking with you before, and now they've dissipated. My heart was racing. Now it's calmer. I feel flushing in my face and heaviness in my head. My face is burning.
Good, because that's where they take up the resident. They like to go into the head. Now, take into consideration, Mary, what we've done, and all I've done is I've taken them out. Now, you have to learn how to bring them back in. I'm sorry, to protect yourself now. Okay, so that will be in the group call when we do the group calls with it. Or I highly recommend, if you feel that it's beneficial to you, which I would say it is because of the work that you do, helping others, is that you get package C, because it's really important that you you have a session. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome, lovely. So you should be feeling a lot lighter, especially in your brain right now. You should be feeling a lot lighter, because that's what a lot of people say when they're, yeah.
It's getting lighter as the seconds move on. So definitely, thank you so much. Bless you.
You're welcome, lovely. Thank you.
Amazing.
It's package B. There's an A and a B. B is the session package.
Sorry, just, B, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, and just take, thank you, Gretchen, and just take into consideration this. A lot of the light workers, like Mary, are wanting to be of assistance to others, but they're the ones also that attract these negative energies. So that's why it's really important that you learn how to look after your energy matrix. For all of you people that are doing this, and a lot of people I'm sure that are listening to this call, Iram, they are in this genre of healing, energy healing. So it's important that they keep themselves clear so that they are able to help others in a very positive way.
Absolutely.
Awesome. All right, let's take another caller. If you want to pick Virginia between 1 and 16.
7, please.
All right, number 7. Your first three digits are 520. 520.
Hello.
You are unmuted. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Would you do a scan for me, please?
What's your name, please?
I am Pam.
Pam, okay. Excuse me. So, Pam, you do have entities. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I was afraid of that.
Yeah, so remember what I said to Mary, that we, even though it's cleared, I think I said earlier on, but always remember we're picking these things up through our lives as we go through life, because that's the way it works. So let's have a look at, that's clear. So I'm just going to do some clearing for you right now.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I don't know whether you can feel any of this happening as well. What made you think they had them, Ben?
Just issues with Wi-Fi, phones, computers, anything electrical. Sometimes hit with thoughts that are not like me, like being slightly depressed.
All that's absolutely another reason as well, another symptom, depression. Yeah, because they're playing on your psyche, right? They're interfering with your they're interfering with your mood. They're interfering with your they're trying to make you less than you are, and you take away the mastery that is yours to claim. It's yours by right, the sovereignty.
And then
that's what they do.
I was wondering if some of the health issues were more related to entities than true health issues.
They very possibly could be, but at this stage, because of our time, I would recommend, if you can do a call with me, that would be lovely, Pam. I hope. But at the moment, you're clear. Okay, so that's a good thing.
Oh, thank
to,
you
to,
so
to be,
much.
Yeah. No worries, lovely.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Thank you.
Thank you, honey.
Awesome. Thanks. One thing I want to say is, so Virginia, I remember, this was a while ago. This was years ago, but I had a session with you. I had these headaches all the time. Like, I can get rid of these headaches. Yes. I feel awful. I was cranky. And you're like, well, you have an entity. And I was like, and no one... I was kind of new to all of this. I was like, what? It was really scary to me. It was like, that just sounds sound so evil, right? Like this evil thing. And it was like, how can I, like, I'm a nice person. How can I have an entity attached to me? But sure enough, as soon as you cleared it, that headache was gone like that. So I know for me, like, that is a trigger, symptom. Like when I have a headache that just won't go away. But I also need to remember, like, you know, I think it was a couple years later, I'm like, Virginia, I have headaches. You know, Gretchen, you have an entity. Oh, crap. But now I am trained that, you know, I play that audio. Yeah. It really is, like I said, like a toolkit that you have in your back pocket when you go on vacation, when you go to families for holidays, like just to the grocery store, to a concert, to, you know, anywhere where you're going and you're picking up other people's energies. But if you remember that you have this toolkit when you have it, it's gone in a matter of, you know, one listen. It can be cleared. So it's just really powerful. And also, I just want to say, you don't need to be scared, right? When you have something to protect yourself and you're able to get rid of it, you don't need to be scared.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So when I hear you talking about that, headaches can be, they can be cleared in an instant when that MP3 is played. It's just that quick to get rid of the headaches. Thank you for bringing that up, Gretchen, because that's really important. And the other thing is, too, remember, the MP3s are all music, so the people don't understand. They don't have to listen into words that alert them to the fact that these things are clearing out entities, right? So this is music, and the music is infused with the energy to clear them out. So that's why. It's beautiful.
Yes, they're very pleasant to listen to. Yeah. All right. Iram, should we take one more caller for now?
Yeah, I think we have time. Yeah.
All right. If you want to pick another number, Virginia, between 1 and 16.
Sure. Let's go to number 3.
Oof. Number 3. Your first three digits are 310. 310.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is Rosemary. And if
I'm
you could scan me, please. Thank you so much.
Okay. Rosemary, I'm picking up quite a lot of entities in your energy field. Lovely. All right?
Oh.
Are you aware of them?
I just went to this big Portal to Ascension conference, and I probably picked up stuff there.
An Ascension conference. Yeah. And that would do it. You see, when we gather, everyone has their these energies around them. If you, again, we go back to your vibration. If you keep and hold a high vibration, they won't affect you. But something can happen, take your attention away, and boom, you get infiltrated. So I'm just want you to feel, Rosemary. Do you feel energy when this kind of thing is being done?
Sometimes, not all the time.
Okay, so just close your hands over your heart center. Just close your eyes and feel. You had a nice hefty dose in there, lovely. Okay. So I don't know how you're feeling now, if it's made any change to you.
What I do feel is when I do kind of this kind of stuff, my mouth starts watering, and it's watery.
Mm-hmm. Oh, goody gumdrops. So something at least you feel, because a lot of people, you know, but it's surprising how many people do feel energy when it's been, especially entity stuff, when it's been taken. So right now you're clear, but you realize that your energy bodies and other parts of you also need clearing, okay? This is just one of the many things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I hope you got some benefit from that. Well, I know that you did as far as the entities go, but it's how you feel. To me, it's the most important thing is to feel. And you can write us in on it. Go ahead.
What package do you recommend for me?
What if you're going to the Ascension? I get B, right?
B. Okay.
So B, yeah. So I'm just thinking that with your going to the Ascension conference, obviously you're concentrating on trying to raise your vibration and be as high and vibrant as you can. So that's why this would be really important for you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, my lovely.
Awesome.
It's amazing how quickly you can feel it.
Yeah, Virginia is moving so fast, so we can take another caller.
Okay, we can do that. It's amazing how quickly you can feel it. It blows my mind.
Well, you know, before she even comes on the call, I can feel it.
Yeah.
As soon as you connect into that number 3, I can feel it. Each one, just the number alone brings it up.
That's crazy.
Beautiful.
All right. Well, let's do another one then.
Okay, so let's do number 12. Thank you.
Number 12. This is an international number. Your first 3 digits are 447. You are unmuted if you are international.
Yes, hello.
Hello, welcome.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you. My name is Manisha, and I'm from London. And I'd love a scan, please.
Yeah, sure, Manisha. You understand? Can you feel this entity?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Just close your eyes and feel, lovely. Okay. Well, my teeth clear. You can hear my voice. It's really straining right now. So you've got something that we really need to get rid of. How do you feel, Manisha?
I'm feeling much better. I actually said a prayer that you would pick me today for the clearing. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you, Aram. Thank you, Virginia.
You're so welcome.
You're welcome,
my dear.
What is it? Manisha, what do you do, lovely?
I'm an interior designer, but I'm looking to become a life coach, helping people with IBS problems because I've lived with... I don't have a large intestine, spleen, etc. So that's what I'm working towards.
Yeah, because I feel a lot of trauma, and that must be part of it. And people with trauma, they pull in entities. Yours was particularly fulsome, right? So just to let you know, but it's such a pleasure that it's now cleared. But I would remember some things, but it's the mind, the negative thought forms, and the environment that we're in. And the people that we work with, we are connecting with, that hold, if they don't hold a positive vibration, then we will take that on. Okay? So.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Manisha.
Thank you so much. Thank you once again. Thank you. Bye bye.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
I was really struggling with her. You could hear my voice.
Another one, and then we can talk about the offering. So it's
one
more number for us. Yeah.
So let's go for number 5, please.
Number 5. Your first 3 digits are 360. 360, you are unmuted.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, welcome.
Wow. Thank you. Could you please scan me?
Yeah, sure. What's your name?
What's your name here?
Lonnie Smith. The energy bond kind of left.
Hi, Lonnie. Okay, Lonnie, you do have entities, lovely. Were you aware of that?
No, I mean, I just knew I have no energy. When I go to bed, I wake up the same as when I went to bed.
Yeah. Okay, let's just just close your eyes and feel, please, honey. If you want to do Ho'oponopono, if you know it, or prayers, that's fine too. Lani, how are you feeling, please, lovely?
It's like I wanted to cry. I got goosebumps all over, and a very calm relaxation.
That's beautiful. It's one of the results of when we do this. People feel really calm and in a peaceful place. So that's really lovely that you picked that up.
Lani, I don't know if you realize it. You don't even sound like the same person that talked to Virginia a minute ago.
I don't realize it.
Yeah, you don't even sound like the same person.
I'm so relaxed.
Aww. Oh, bless you.
I love it. That is so cool.
Thanks, Lani.
Thanks, Lani.
All the best, lovely.
Awesome. So we have some feedback from somebody that you just worked with, from Mary. She said, my head feels so much lighter. My eyes feel more open as well. Thank you and bless you. That is so cool. And then, Gretchen, this would be a question for you. Do discount the Bliss Up members get a discount?
Yes, it should be posted in the group. If not, you can email Chris at support@fromheartachetojoy.com, and she can give you that code.
Okay, beautiful. Let's go ahead and talk about now. We're going to talk about this offer that Virginia has. As you guys could see, most of all of us are going to have some kind of energy interference, and she has two very special offers for people that really want to take care of this. But like Gretchen said, have it like a toolkit available to you at all times, because this is stuff that's going to happen, you know, frequently. We'll clear and then we'll pick it up again. It's just like, you know, picking up bugs, you know, bacteria, viruses, whatever. It's we can pick them up anytime. So just because you had an antibiotic course or something 2 years ago doesn't mean you're not going to get sick again, or you won't get the flu again. So it's kind of the same way, and you want to treat them the same way. Don't be afraid. That's the main thing. So let's talk about this offer, which is fast and effective entity be gone solution. Clear and protect yourself from entities in this time of negativity, which is impacting all of us. It is amazing what's happening in the world. Never saw that before, but, you know, it is here. Anyway, so that link is orderjoy2020.com/protection. And now more than ever, we are all swimming in the soup of negativity. And I'm going to invite Virginia, you to go ahead and please describe the special offer that you have for our listeners today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Iram. So when you think about it, the very first one is all about entities, the entity removal, which is really powerful. And that's the one that should be played at least, if you're really serious about keeping your energy clear, at least once a day. And those people who have had trauma or who know that they spiral down with their thought forms, I would recommend them do it 2 to 3 times a day. That's how important it is. Because don't think, as Aram said, and I loved it when you said it's like a bug, right? They are parasites. And they will come in and feed on you, and especially if your energy matrix, if your auric field shield is not in place. What happens is as they come in and jump out, they make holes and tears in your auric shield. And that means when you're open like that, they'll come in and have a little party in there. So that's why a lot of people are so, you know, impacted in a negative way by these entities. So that particular one is extremely important, and I highly recommend it to have it in your toolkit. That's what the question was talking about. Now, the next one, which is all about the land, the fittings, the fixtures, the house, the car, I use this all the time because think about this. Excuse me. When you're out and about and you're shopping, you think about all the shopping that you've been doing and where the shopping has come from. Whether it's clothing, whether it's food, whether it's drink, whatever it is, somebody somewhere was the one that was manufactured it and made it or put it together. Now, if that person wasn't having a good day, and or if that person is full of entities, that is then going into that your shopping. This is not at all to frighten you. This is just to let you know that this is a fact. So to be informed is to have to have the tools that you have. It helps you hugely, and that's why this particular one is the other one. You need to clear your house out every week at least of all the entities that you're bringing in from outside as well. Your car, it's amazing how many people's cars have got entities. Absolutely amazing when I check them out. And we're looking at item 3, which is the pet clearing from entities. Our pets, they are there to protect us because they give us the unconditional love. Now, many times when I scan people's pets, they've got entities. So, and also people will come to me and say, Virginia, can you figure out what's going on? Because the cat has been really angsty, you know, it's like scratching and snarling and carrying on. Almost inevitably, you'll find that they've got entities. So this particular MP3 will help with clearing your pets. Astral field is what we spoke about with Ram earlier on, how we get infiltrated from the astral field and disturb sleep. So the MP3 there will help you as well. And don't forget, we spoke about asking Archangel Michael to take you from where you are now to the fifth dimension and beyond. We spoke about past life and ancestral entities and how they infiltrate our system, and that's what this MP3 will help to clear for you. Our next one is all about clearing the negative vortices. Very, very interesting this, because just the other day I cleared a vortex out of someone's home. You get vortex that's coming up from underneath the ground, and that, say for instance, a massacre might have occurred there. I had a lady in Florida, and it was ancient. This massacre had been a long, long time ago, and those souls and the negativity from that massacre was still in that ground, and it was coming up through her house. And she had many, many healers like me to clear it, and it had not completely gone away, and she was still having negative things going on in her life. And so I found the vortex. In fact, she had two, and sealed it, and that was the end of that. So she was just absolutely over the moon. We spoke about geopathic stress, which is item number 7, MP3. Again, when you, if you just play it anyway, play it for 10 days straight, like as much as you possibly can, 24/7, and then connect back with me via email and say, Virginia, can you just check if I've got any geopathic stress under my house? We're going to have a live group call for 60 minutes, and you can ask all the questions that you want there. It's going to be a really fascinating call as well. We also have the 90-day remote healing, which will help each person with the healing that they are needing for them. So everybody's healing will be different. So on a Monday morning at 10 a.m., my Beautiful Heart team come together at GMT time, and we send out healing for the week for each person for 90 days. And then, of course, you've got the Triple Heart Activation, which everybody has that MP3 with them. Now, the interesting part here is the 30-minute session that you will have with me for Package B. I just want to emphasize the fact that we're going to be doing soul retrieval. As I mentioned earlier on with Hiram, when we have issues in our lives, we leave along our timeline. And, you know, some of us have had many, many lives. And I'm talking hundreds, not just 50 or 30, hundreds. It's because they're old souls, and we've got a lot of old souls that are incarnating here at this earth plane at this time. Now, take into consideration you've left your soul pregnant in different timelines, in different lifetimes. And now, in this lifetime, this is the time with this gift that's being given you. It's incredibly important that you jump in and get that soul retrieval so that your soul pieces all come together as a whole. And that as you go forward from this lifetime, this incarnation, your soul is back as one. So that is really, really important for that session. And when we do the group call as well, it's probably going to go for longer than 60 minutes. We'll also do a lot of tools. I'll show you a lot of tools to help you to clear and keep clear these negativities that we are pulling. You know, we're picking them up every day, every minute of the day even, sometimes, without even knowing it. Ram, I hope that helps. I think that's the package explained.
Yep. Thank you so much for explaining. And I want to just let people know we have only 20 sessions in Package B that Virginia was able to offer right now, and 6 of those were already gone before the call started today. So we have only 14 spots left. So if you want this particular package, you want to hurry up and get in quickly, because I'm sure there's more people that actually invested in this during the call. And then once the replay goes out, there's several more that are going to do it. So if this is something that you feel you need, you don't want to take a chance, you know, get in now. Otherwise, you'll be on a waiting list. And we don't know when Virginia is going to be able to open up more spots. So any questions in the webcast regarding the package, Gretchen?
Let me look here. So I see a couple people have the MP3s already and are interested in either the remote healing alone or the session with the remote healing. If you can either write in here in the webcast, if you're interested in that, we'll get you a link, or email support@fromheartachetojoy.com, and Chris will get you a link. So this is if you have these MP3s already and are interested in the other components of this package.
Lovely. And also remember, they're upgraded as well. These MP3s have been upgraded.
The new ones are upgraded.
Yeah. So that's important.
That has to be, because energy changes, isn't it? And with what we're living in right now, it needs some pretty strong energy.
Even better. So there you go.
So it's better if you even have this particular package from before, because the energies have been upgraded based on what's going on in today's world today. This is the package that you really should be investing in.
Perfect.
Okay, great. Thank you for clarifying that.
Do they listen to the MP3s on silent or loop or bedtime? What's the best way to listen to them?
It doesn't make any difference at all. Remember, energy is energy. And if you listen loud, you get exactly the same result as you would if you're listening silently, okay? So if you choose to loop it, looping is good. But and also, I would concentrate on the first two. That's the energy clearing and the house clearing and in the buildings, etc. And then look at, and if you have pets, of course, that one as well. But it's really important that you keep your energy clear. Remember, this is a really important time that we're living in, and we need to raise our vibration to a really high level to be able to ward off all of this negativity that's coming at you. Each and every one of us, we're all in it. It's how we manage it, how we use the tools that we've been given, if we're interested in. I hope that makes some sense.
Perfect. Someone's asking, so can entities affect manifesting and achieving personal goals?
Absolutely. Well, think about it this way. Are they trying to hold you back from being all that you can be? Your personal goals? Yes. They are not good things to have, put it that way. I check myself every day to make sure I'm clear. because I don't want them interfering in my goals and my aspirations, my desires, and the things that I want as I go forward. So that's a yes. Yeah. They will try every which way they can to stop you from being all that you can be, or that you were meant to be, because you're a master. Always remember that. Each and every one of us, we're a master. But it just gets inundated, it just gets layered upon by life. Okay.
Can these MP3s help other people in the house as well when I play them?
Absolutely, yes. And they're meant to. And also remember something, that like that lady was talking about, remember the one that had a neighbor who was not very nice for 7 years?
Yes.
And she was using the clearing. So what you can do is you send a rainbow bridge between you and that person. Like if they're, say for instance, it's your mother or your father in another home. So you send it to them and with the intention to clear their energy as well.
Very cool. All right. That's all the questions I'm seeing right now, Iram.
Awesome. Great. Okay. Well, if you have any questions, if you want to if you have any questions, you can always send them on the webcast while we're still here. We'll check the webcast because Virginia is going to do a group process. And then we later on, if you wanted to send an email to our customer support, you're welcome to do that as well. Remember, the offer link is orderjoy2020.com/protection. This is really the toolkit that you will really need be able to use for a long time, especially in the energies we are facing in the world today. And have this toolkit on your by your side. You can use this for yourself, for your loved ones. Really an amazing, amazing protection toolkit to have. And then if you want to get a session, if you think you need more help than just MP3s or you want to just get this done quickly, as you can see, Virginia works at lightning speed. She can clear stuff very, very quickly, and her scans are absolutely fantastic. So those are very limited spots in package B. And so grab it while you still can. And you've got, no matter which package you buy, you've got all these amazing MP3s to work with. You have the 90 days remote healing, which is going to be, customized to your healing needs. And then, of course, Virginia is really, it's a favorite of many people, the Tripper Heart Clearing of Entities Meditation MP3. You've got all of that in either package that you buy. So orderjoy2020.com/protection. And Virginia, we're going to mute ourselves and we're going to invite you to do that wonderful group process, please.
Thank you, Iram. Thank you. Okay. So I want everyone to just cross your hands over your heart center, that's the middle of your chest. And as you connect to your heart center, just close your eyes. Take a nice deep breath in. And as you breathe out, just see all the negativity of your day just breathing out through your mouth. Have a nice deep breath in, please, through your nose. Breathe out long and slow through your mouth. A nice deep breath in through your nose. With the intention to breathe out all that is not of a high vibration in your matrix. Now keeping your focus on your hearts. I'm going to click my fingers and ignite the triple heart energy. Now, that means that your own heart explodes with its divinity, connecting with the energy of source and connecting with the energy of Mother Earth. And connecting all of that is a golden shaft that runs down to the middle of you. And you're being held now in the most amazing energy from Source, from God, and from Mother Earth, and from your own heart. See that energy now? Expand outside of you, all the way out until it encompasses your entire energy matrix. Now, in this moment in time, I'm going to ask the spiritual hierarchy, the brotherhood and sisterhood of the light, your own monads or your own I Am presences, and your heart teams to cleanse, heal, purify, release, and balance all energies that are not of the love vibration to your entire divine energy matrix now. Making you should be feeling tranquil, you should be feeling peaceful and relaxed. Connecting to your central nervous system. And connecting all the way down through your peripheral nerves. Clearing you out completely. Now we understand that we are living at this time in a time of tumult, in a time of uncertainty, of fear, of confusion, even wars. Wars that have been threatened, wars that are already happening. The financial system is also in question. The political arena that we're all living in, doesn't matter which country we're in, all of this is impacting on our energy fields. Remember that you can hear, you've heard a saying that a butterfly flutters its wings down in Peru and it's felt in Russia, something to that effect. Remember, we are all one. None of us is separate from the oneness. And this clearing of all the energies we just spoke about, let's ask as well that we clear and help to clear all of our politicians, because they are the ones that have been and are still trying to control us. So if we clear their energies for the better, then that means that we are not under the same negativity that we have been living through the last 3 years at least. I'm going to ask Archangel Michael, Lord Metatron, the Mahatma, and Lord Melchizedek to run the platinum net throughout the whole of Mother Earth, clearing every country, every ocean, every mountain, every part that is part of our Earth Mother, which means it's part of us, because we are nothing without her. Running that platinum net throughout the whole of our planet. And of course, this is going through you as well, giving you, your house, your loved ones. We ask that all the animals, the animal kingdom of this earth plane, are also affected by this clearing. The minerals, all the crystals that we use and love so much, the elementals that are helping to grow and create the reality of nature around us, including, of course,
the human kingdom. So as we clear all of that, we now ask for the beautiful golden light from source energy to come down, down through the top of the Earth Mother and spiraling all the way through, connecting with every molecule and cell aspect of this earth plane that we live on, all those animal kingdoms, minerals, plant kingdoms, humans, everything is filled with this golden light from God. Filling you and each one of you as well. Asking now for the highest good of all. I want you to see that golden light now. Let's give gratitude and love and thanks to Mother Earth and all the beings on her and within her. Seeing that golden light, that golden shaft now, come back into the center of you. Saying thank you, gratitude and love to our beautiful Earth Mother. And seeing your grounding cords as well going down into the center of Mother Earth as we ground this energy that we've just brought in to your the source of all that is. Let's give gratitude, thanks, and love to our beautiful source, God, Supreme Creator. And then give gratitude, love, and thanks to yourselves. Into your heart center, feel this gorgeous energy, which is you. It's your energy. And so it is, so let it be done, and so let it be written. And so it is. Just feel that, take a deep breath, and just breathe it down your grounding cord so that it becomes manifest for you, so it helps to actually manifest in your energy field and become one with you. And if anyone wants to share how they felt after we did this process, please write in. It would be really, really wonderful if you can give us your feedback on that. Thank you, Iram. Thank you.
Awesome. That was awesome. I'm feeling like very relaxed right now. Thank you. Like all chill.
I know, it's a lovely That's feeling, awesome. Isn't it?
It really is, and I didn't really think I was wound tight, but now that it's kind of like when you take it away, then you realize you're like, wow.
Yeah. You know, we're so busy going through our lives, we forget that this other part of us is the most important part of us, right? The humanness is fine, but it's the spiritual part of us. This is what we've just been working with. And that is so important. And when you connect into that, it just goes,
yeah,
I'm back to
who
I am.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
This is the real
Cindy
me.
Wrote in, said, thank you so much, Virginia, for this beautiful clearing. So grateful for this call today. Thanks for writing in, Cindy.
Thank you, Cindy.
Awesome. It's such an important topic, Virginia. I love this topic. It's something, it's one of those, I mean, energy itself, right? You don't see it in general,
exactly.
But this is one of those that you just, it's not on the top of your mind, right? Like, even like I said, how many times I get headaches over the years and forget, you know? So it was really important, I thought, for me today when you said that, you know, recommend listening to that one entity clearing at least daily, because I listen to it when I need it. But like to keep myself in check, I think I need to like change that and make it a habit of my daily.
Daily. That's so true. Yep. Yeah. It's easy enough. Oh, you just got to have playing it in the background. You can loop it and play just the entity one in the background, and or you can loop that one and also the energy clearing in the house, because everything gets, you know, every night I clear my home. Every night.
Wow.
Because I know, well, look at this. You've got letters coming through your front door. You get packages coming in from Amazon or wherever, right?
Yep.
You go out and you buy your groceries and you bring them home. I clear it when it's in the car, so that if the whole car is cleared as well as the items in the boot, and then it's done. I know when I come into the house, it's cleared. I don't have to worry. There was a friend of mine who, she came home and she could feel there was a really not a nice energy that she could feel when she was undoing her groceries. And when she clicked in it, sure enough, there were entities in the groceries. So, and that's something I hadn't even thought about before. So
wow.
This is why I know. These are all the stories that, you know, come together. Energy is energy, lovelies, because, and the majority of times that energy is not the best energy, okay, that it should be. So if we can clear that and bring in a higher vibration, that's what helps us to get to that place where we know that we need to be, because that's the reason we're here on Mother Earth, is to raise our vibration. End of story. That's it. And by doing that, of course, we are being beneficial to everyone. We're helping each other along the way because we are one. When I do something that is not good, I'm impacting that because of the energy field. Remember the drop of water in the ocean? Yes. So that energy field goes out. So if I'm doing something negative, that means I'm causing it to go out and be negative to others. That's why I was talking about the beautiful energy healers that are doing what they're doing from the heart, trying the best they can, but they don't realize if they're infiltrated, they're helping to spread that negative energy out. I don't know whether I ever told you about the one to do with my sister. She was in Australia, and she could see this woman who was spiritual and who was talking about spiritual matters. But up behind her was this horrific-looking thing that came out of the back of her, and it had arms, many arms, like an octopus, and it was connecting to the people in the crowd. And as it was doing so, it was seeding them, leaving its seed in them. So they were taking that away without knowing because they couldn't see it. Yeah. So these are the things that can happen. Yeah. Not nice.
Yeah. So but you helped us today, like in raising our vibration. So check out these comments, Virginia. Ernest wrote in, he said, quite nice. I used the rainbow and extended to my children and their mother. It felt good. Kathy felt chills and energy moving. Margarita said, I do a lot of clearing. Today was new colors, more diamond, sharp, and so relaxed. Catherine said, Maloha for the powerful grounding and clearing process. So look at that. Like just as Susan just wrote in, that was beautiful. I don't understand why I started crying when Virginia was talking about Mother Earth, but I am calm. Thank you, Susan. Awesome. Aww. Like, look at that. That's so cool.
So beautiful, so cool. You know, Susan, Mother Earth is, you know, we forget, we think we take her for granted, We take her for granted, and she sustains us. She sends love to us. She gives us water. She gives us food. But, you know, and yet we kind of take her for granted in many, many instances, and we abuse her, right? So she is an important part of who we are because we live on her. And she responds, you know, like anything. She loves us unconditionally. But, you know, because of things that we've done to her over time, she has to clear herself as well, which is why, you know, nature takes over. We have earthquakes and then floods. And,
that makes sense.
Yeah,
very cool. just a heads up, guys. I've been watching the numbers, and I've been seeing the one-on-one sessions go pretty quickly here on this call today. I think about half of them are gone the last I looked. So if you do want a one-on-one session with Virginia, I wouldn't wait too long. I'm sure once the replay goes out, those will be gobbled up pretty quickly. I think that's all I have on my end. Again, just so you know, the link for the offer, orderjoy2020.com/protection. Again, orderjoy2020.com/protection. Virginia, I adore you and love doing these calls with you, and especially on this topic because it is so important, and especially now, you know, in, like you said, in today's world and everything we've been through the past 2 years. So thank you for sharing this with us.
Oh, you're welcome, my love. And also take into consideration, there's a lot of people, summer's coming up, right? So a lot of people are going to be going on holidays. And like my daughter was traveling through South America, and she would text me, Mom, can you please clear this place where I am? Because she feels energy very, very strongly. And she couldn't go into certain places because the energy was so bad. So all the places she went to in South America have been cleared because of her. But those people that are intending to go traveling, take these MP3s with you, especially the one to do with clearing all the land, the buildings, etc., because that will help you. Oh, another thing is too, you know, whenever I go into a hotel, I clear that hotel. I have to, because you don't. Mm. How many people have slept on that bed before you and left their energies there?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So, you know, it really is important that you are cognitive, you are aware, conscious of where you can get infiltrated by these things. Okay. Hospitals, anyone that's going to hospitals, remember, hospitals are rife with them. Take into consideration as well, because a lot of people die there, there's morgues in those hospitals. So those are the energies will be that haven't gone to the light will be there as well. So that's just one or two things.
Well, no, but I'm glad you point that out, because like I said, it's becoming aware. It's not being afraid, because we have tools.
No, not afraid.
It's created
no.
for us, right?
Yeah.
We don't need to be afraid, but being aware, just like you said, with the groceries, bringing the groceries in, the letters that come in, like all of these things, you know, I'm just going to tell one more story because it's such a fascinating topic. But my husband used to be into estate auctions and going to auctions, reselling, buying, selling. And so he'd bring home all these really cool antiques, right? Like really cool stuff.
Yes.
And we'd be like, oh, this is really cool. Then all of a sudden we're wondering why we're like ready to bash each other's heads in.
Yes.
like angry for no reason. So it's just all like becoming aware of all of this is so important. But there are tools. It's not like you have to stop bringing home antiques. Like there are ways that you can clear it and you can clear your house, which is pretty cool.
Absolutely. You're spot on. I'm glad that you brought that up because, you know, negativity can go into fixtures and fittings. I always ask for my fixtures and fittings to be cleared in the house, all the furniture, all the clothing, everything to get cleared. So, interesting stuff.
Mm. Yeah, it really is. It really is. Anyway, I could talk with you about this all day. So it's really cool. It's very fascinating stuff.
Yeah, I'm so grateful for all those that came on and had a chat and all those, the ones that wrote in as well, because it's such an amazing topic and it's important right now, especially. It will help you to stay out of negativity if you stay in that positive mindset. And guess what entities do? They try to spiral you down into a negative mindset. So, thank you, McGretchen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And your arm.
Thank you. Thank you, Virginia. This is a great topic. Thanks for sharing with us. Thanks for bringing this beautiful program to us. I'm going to pull mine back out and start listening to it when we hang up.
All right, my dear. Thank you. Thank you so much to the community as well.
Yes. Thank you, everybody, for joining. So happy to have you here today. And let us know if you have any questions. Thanks again, everyone. Bye-bye. Bye, Virginia.
Bye.